Well, hello and welcome to this week's Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. It's fantastic, as always, to share a bit of time with you. Hope everyone's garden is looking good. I've got to say, it's great at the moment to get this bit of rain we've been having this week. I have been getting rather concerned lately about the lack of rain. We haven't had rain until this week. Was it last week? We hadn't had rain since February, so it'd been getting on for quite a while, and the ground had been really, really, really dry, and our water butts were getting empty. So getting this bit of rain that we've got at the moment is very, very welcome. It's meant to dry up for the weekend, or stop raining rather than dry up for the weekend, but, you know, I'm glad of it. I'm glad of it because the only place I have to worry about watering is inside the greenhouse. It does save quite a bit of work. Downside, of course, is it's not so pleasant to work outside when it is raining. Now, it is coming up to the weekend. I mean, my weekend has already started in many ways because I only do a four-day week, short week this week as well. This weekend, we've got a list of jobs that we will be doing. It starts with weeding the paths and borders. Now, weeds, of course, this is something that we're doing a lot of at the moment, but we are slowly getting on top of them, but they are growing quite fast at the same time. So just keeping the paths and borders weed-free, getting the stream out in some places is making quite a bit of difference. Now, added to that, we're going to earth up some more of our potatoes. Now, we've been growing our potatoes since March. Yeah, March. Had to think about that for a minute there. We've topped them up quite a bit with straw down on the allotment, but they are really growing quite strongly. They've grown quite a bit. We've even gotten flowers on some of the main crops. So we're just going to top up those mulches with even more straw once again. I'll head down to our straw supplier tomorrow and get a load more. In the greenhouse, we need to tie in our tomatoes. Now, I grow our tomatoes up a piece of string, and as they grow, I just sort of twist the tomato around the piece of string every so often. And they're growing at quite a rate. Same with the cucumbers as well. They're growing at quite a rate, particularly my ones in the order pots. I'm going to talk about those a little bit later on, but that works very well. But if they're outside or you've not got a string, you're using a cane, it's well worth just tying them in as they grow. It's also a good chance to check the brassica bed for any sign of any of those horrible cabbage white butterflies. They're going to be out soon, so it's well worth just checking over your brassica bed. Make sure there isn't any eggs or anything like that. Put netting over if you can. I'm not a fan of netting, but they do work quite well at keeping cabbage white butterflies off our brassicas. Now, brassicas like cabbages and broccoli, what happens is a cabbage white butterfly will come along and lay their eggs, and those eggs will then hatch into caterpillars and eat all our crops. And that's not good. Not good at all. Now, back at home, I have, as well as what I've already mentioned, of course, I'm going to be pricking out some more salad seedlings, get some more radishes in the ground, more seeds like that sown, and just making the most out of it. It's a good chance now to really get on and sow a lot of salads. But I have to admit, in terms of lettuce, I sowed lettuce in December in my veggie pods. We're still eating the same lettuces. They haven't bolted. They are doing really, really well. Now, moving on from that, because we're talking a bit about sowing seeds. Of course, today I don't have any seeds from this month's supporters pack because they've all been sown. All six seeds have been sown. They seem to be doing quite well as well. So if you haven't sown your seeds yet, it's going to be a chance to get them in this week. And I'm still this weekend, actually, we will be sending out June's seed pack. I'll go into that a bit more on Sunday. I don't want to spoil the surprise so much, but they're going out into the post this weekend, making their way to you, ready for you to sow throughout June. Now, I mentioned autopots earlier, and as you know, This is something that we started growing in last year, but we've continued and expanded on our auto pots this year. And I'm a big fan of using these auto pots. For those of you who haven't heard the podcast, an auto pot is basically, it's an integrated watering system. You attach a water reservoir into which you add nutrients as well as water. And then there's pipes that run to trays that have a little float valve that allows a certain amount of water through and close off when too much goes through. And into those trays, of course, we have our pots. If you haven't heard of them, autopot.co.uk is well worth checking out. We do have the discount code AUTO10RVG, if that is of interest to you as well, 10% off. But they are great bits of kit. They really, really are. I'm really happy with them. Got them in my greenhouse. And what I'm really seeing at the moment is the tomatoes. The cucumbers are growing like mad. My cucumbers, they doubled in size while I was away. Well, they've doubled again this week, and I'm tying them in. We've got so many cucumbers on there. They are really, really doing well, and the tomatoes are following soon. They're not quite growing as quick as the cucumbers, but they're not far off it. We're soon going to have to pinch them out to stop them growing. Now, they're in the bigger sets, the four-pot system, but along the front of my greenhouse, I also have the smaller system, with six pots, the two-pot system it's called, or something along those lines. Got tomatoes. I've got a small cucumber, a mini bell. Got chilies, aubergines, and they are all doing fantastic as well. Even the aubergines, I think we're going to get a decent amount of aubergines from this unit this year. And this is making me really excited because this is exactly what I want. The greenhouse can get quite warm, as I'm sure anybody's greenhouse can. But because the watering system on this just works so well, I don't have to worry about it. They're just growing strong. They're getting the nutrients they need. Even on hot days, they're not getting stressed. All I have to do is stand back and make sure that the water reservoir is full about once a week. Honestly, it saved me so much time in watering, and it's just getting a much better crop and plants. So I'm really pleased with the auto pots. I'm singing their praises with you guys tonight, partly because I needed something to talk about, but also because I am genuinely so pleased with this system. And I'm looking at ways that we can involve auto pot a bit more in our future plans. In fact, they're coming here in about a month's time to record a video. So really, really happy. Right, that is it for tonight. Thank you as always for being part of the Supporters Club. Your support means the world and really helps keep this podcast going. Please feel free to drop me a line. Let me know what you're doing, what you're sowing, you're growing. And don't forget to tag me in social media as well if you're on that. We will be back on Sunday, where I will let you know what seeds you're going to get in your June pack, as well as a few jobs for June. Don't forget, we also do our live stream on Sunday as well, 6 o'clock on Facebook, YouTube and Instagram. This week we're talking about show gardens. Anyway, right, you take care, guys. I'll speak to you again next time.